1. Isn't it funny, she mused, how failure opens one's eyes? She'd never really considered failure as having a potential positive before, but now that she drowned in it like a riptide pulling her out to sea, it was all she could think about. Sophia Shipley studied the outdoor patio and its well-dressed guests, careful to keep her turbulent thoughts masked behind a ready smile that showed none of the terror coursing through her body like electricity. She'd left Carolina Cove, North Carolina, for college at 18, and been on the fast track to success ever since. High school valedictorian, class president, lacrosse captain, cheer captain, and more scholarships than she could count. Her successful streak continued throughout college and again once she'd joined the workforce. But standing here now, in this moment, weighted with secrets, her spiral into the depths of failure left her rooted and clenching her champagne glass until she feared she'd snap it. Clarity wasn't her friend in this case. She'd thought leaving Raleigh and her employer in shame as her rock bottom, but now that she was here, she realized it was just the start. How long until they knew? Until they all knew. She felt stupid and naive, gullible. Otherwise, she would have figured out something was off sooner, right? Her heart raced in her chest as she looked around the area at those she loved. At all the people she'd disappoint. There was no getting out of this unscathed. It was impossible. Tessa and Bruce Holloway danced, the newlyweds beaming with love and happiness. Sophia's heart squeezed at the sight, and she loved the fact that despite their divorce in the 1970s, the couple had found their way back to one another again. Tonight was all about them, as it rightly should be. Which was why she needed to focus on the happy couple, and not on the stress making her pulse pound in her ears and her stomach knot, giving her enough anxiety to make breathing normally a twisted joke. She took another sip of champagne and glanced around the gorgeously decorated patio. The wedding planner had outdone herself. Boardwalk babe Cheryl Dummett had offered up her gorgeously landscaped yard as the location for the reception, and it looked breathtaking with its soft twinkle lights, faux candles, outdoor heaters, and decor. A gorgeous glittery gold backdrop took up one side, the perfect spot for guests to perch on a lush cream velvet settee for photos. Everything looked posh and extravagant and matched Tess's glitter-loving life perfectly. It was all just otherworldly and so beautiful it didn't seem real. Sophia couldn't imagine pulling together all the little details for something like this, but then again, that's how Eliza Belfont Hayes had earned her reputation as the best wedding planner in the area. Some even said the state and beyond. "You seem pensive," a voice said from behind her. "Is everything all right, Sophia?" Sophia turned and sucked in a silent gasp. Barbara Lancaster, businesswoman of the year too many years to count, stood nearby, a glass of champagne in her hand. "Barbara, hello. It's good to see you. You as well. I'll admit, I wondered if you'd make it back for this event," the older woman said carefully. "Too carefully." Sophia felt the color drain from her face, and in an instant she knew Barbara knew. "Barbara, I'm not sure what you've heard or why you'd think that, but I can assure you gossip is rarely accurate." Barbara's gaze narrowed into a shrewd stare, and she took a long sip from her glass, watching Sophia over the rim the entire time. After a moment of silent contemplation and a swallow, Barbara spoke. "So the rumors are false? You haven't quit the finance business to move on to other things?" Sophia battled the hot flush of mortification that threatened to turn her body into lava and forced her lips into a semblance of a smile. "Well, I suppose some of them are true. Yes, I've taken a step back from the industry." "And your step back has nothing to do with Bernard Pitts?" Sophia faltered, aware of the tightrope she walked. The non-disclosure agreement was quite specific in terms, and one whiff of a breach could land her in hotter water than she'd already faced. "Barbara, you of all people know how it is. The rat race is insane, and I'm no longer sure that's the area I want to pursue." "I see." Barbara's expression made it clear Sophia could talk until the sun came up, but the woman knew the true story behind her step back. "After watching your meteoric rise, I'd assumed your course wouldn't change." Sophia swallowed hard and shifted in her uncomfortably high heels. She rarely wore anything this high, but she'd made an effort with her appearance in the hopes of her family not noticing the dark circles and strain on her face. "Look, Barbara, you've been a close family friend all of my life."
"I have," the woman returned knowingly.
"Which is why I'm asking you to not repeat any rumors you may have heard, or discuss my decisions. My parents don't know about my resignation as yet, and I'd like to keep it that way. At least for now."
"I see.
Well, I'll be sure not to inquire about you to them. I'll just say this. 32 years ago, I worked with Bernie on a project, and he was a putz and lech even then. And that was before he'd gained his current powerful position," Barbara said with a downward twist to her lips. Nothing could stop the rush of air from her lungs, nor the sting of hot, anger-born tears she had to hurry to blink away.
"Thank you."
Sophia's voice trailed off. Barbara had described Bernie's treatment to a T. He'd mentored Sophia fresh out of high school, through summer internships and college, going to bat with his bosses to hire her, and making a show of taking her under his wing. She'd blossomed under his instruction, learning the ins and outs of corporate finance, and rising within the company with Bernie at a fast rate. If only she'd known, not have been so stupid and unsuspecting, then maybe she'd still have a career. Once again, Sophia forced a smile in response to Barbara's presence and lifted her head. She could do this. She would do this. Her career in finance might be over for reasons beyond her control, but considering the circumstances, however unjust, she'd hold her head high. She wanted to rail in anger and wallow in despair, but every time those thoughts came to mind, she forced herself to look at it as an opportunity to begin anew. To find her second career and succeed with it. It was only a matter of setting her mind and figuring out what that next move was.
"Ahem, tell me, how are you doing, Barbara?
Mama said you might go with the babes on a girls' cruise.
How fun."
Barbara's expression made it clear the change in topic was noted, but thankfully the older woman allowed it and dropped the issue of Sophia's suddenly unemployed state, for now anyway.
"I haven't decided yet.
Will you be in the area long?
Perhaps we could have lunch?"
Literally, no one in her family knew of her job loss or precarious legal situation. Yet Barbara had hit on everything Sophia had wanted to avoid discussing the evening of her arrival. Her nerves frazzled down to their last frayed edge.
"I will be.
I signed a short-term lease today."
"Here?
In Carolina Cove?"
"Yes.
My family doesn't know that yet either," Sophia said, lowering her voice to give weight to the need for privacy. "So again, please don't mention it." If Sophia hadn't known Barbara most of her life, she wouldn't have trusted the other woman with the information. But it was only a matter of time before she had to come clean with her parents. And all of her friends and family. "It was spur of the moment, and I'd like a few days or a week to myself, before having to take on everyone's questions and opinions on what I should do. Plus, with all of the wedding preparations, holidays, and Isabel's baby shower coming up, I didn't want to take any of the spotlight away from them.
I'm sure you understand."
"That's sweet of you, dear. Though I'm sure Tessa and your sister would understand your family's excitement that you're back in town. The babes will be thrilled." The babes were her other mothers. During the summers of 58 and 59, four of the prominent Carolina Cove neighbors and friends had given birth to baby girls. The proud mamas had taken the five girls for daily strolls in their prams, and the locals had nicknamed the group the Boardwalk Babes, a name used to this day by the 60-somethings, her mother included.
"Though I do wonder how you think you're going to stay in the area under their noses for any length of time and not be discovered," Barbara said.
Sophia laughed and downed the last of her glass before exchanging it for another. "That may be a pipe dream to think it's possible, but I'll take whatever time I can get. Even if it's only a day or two to decompress. I haven't had a vacation in years." It would take a lot longer than that to sort through the chaos of her life, but a few days would be a start. She hadn't slept through the night in a month, not since learning of the investigation, or her supposed culpability thanks to Bernie's creative endeavors in regard to paper trails.
Well, rest assured your secrets are safe, my dear. It's been lovely talking to you, and I do hope you'll be in touch regarding that lunch.
Of course, Sophia said. Maybe after I'm settled.
Barbara was sharp as a tack. Sophia hoped by that time she would have some business ideas to run by the woman, get her thoughts on. Heaven knew Barbara's business acumen was unmatched.
Yes, well, I'm going to go say my goodbyes. I have some work to do before bed.
Oh, I do envy you right now, the woman added softly. I can't imagine having free time to sit and ponder life's many possibilities.
Sophia forced a light laugh, but it held no humor. She watched as Barbara walked away and took a fortifying sip, welcoming the pleasant way her head had begun to spin and fog, driving away the intensity of the awful thoughts and the humiliation of her downfall. Oh, she could blame Bernie, and she did, but she had to own her own decisions when she'd seen red flags and chosen to ignore them because Bernie always had a reason for doing the things he did. Reasons she'd believed. But Barbara had touched on every secret Sophia carried and hoped to suppress for the time being. At least until she could get her feet back under her and find a new direction. And even though she had no one to blame but herself, the thought of starting from scratch scared her to no end. She knew finance. That world. Knew every nuance and game to be played. Or so she'd thought. To go from that life to nothingness? What if she couldn't do it? What if she failed? What if all of her so-called accomplishments that made up her career weren't due to her own business acumen, but because good old Bernie had targeted her from the very beginning? A pawn he'd personally chosen to groom and set up to be used as a scapegoat, should something go wrong? What if she didn't know the ins and outs as well as she thought she did, and all her hard work wasn't real?
Rumor has it you're out of the game, said a deep male voice. But I'm glad to see you didn't wind up in jail, Sophia.
Dawson Blackwell stared into the wide eyes of Sophia Shipley and found himself feeling sorry for her. From kindergarten through high school, they'd been friendly rivals. It could be because they shared the same birthday, and their classmates had always chosen her mother's fancy cakes over the homemade cupcakes his mother had provided the class back in the days when such things were allowed. Or that year after year, they'd also chosen to attend her birthday party over his. Not that he'd had many, what with eight other siblings to accommodate. Parties were hard to come by, at least the kind that would draw friends to their run-down house on the back of the island, when they could go to Sophia's oceanfront home with its pool and game room and the beach right there. From what he'd heard, every year had a different theme, with decorations and fancy cakes to match, and goodie bags full of gifts for her guests.
Dawson, I'm surprised to see you here. He could tell.
Sophia's gaze shifted to take in those closest to them before moving back to his. She looked uncomfortable, and his old insecurities shot to the surface. Was she embarrassed to be seen talking to him? Was he still that kid from the poor part of the island?
Allie invited me as her plus one until Brooks could get off work and join her, he said simply.
A hint of a tight smile curled Sophia's lips at the corners before disappearing into the tension lining her face.
Of course.
Well, enjoy, she said, shifting to move past him.
Not so fast, he murmured.
That was Barbara Lancaster.
Yeah, so.
What were you and Barbara discussing?
That's none of your business.
His gut nodded in fear on her behalf.
I'm sure you're upset and rightfully so with what happened, Sophia, but things could be worse.
You'd be smart not to press your luck and find yourself up on charges.
Keep your voice down, she ordered, glaring at him before glancing around to reassure herself that no one had overheard him.
I'm just saying you managed to stay out of jail, and the last thing you need to do is give them any reason to think you're going against the NDA. I'm sure they made you sign.
He watched as she swallowed hard.
I'm not. This is. I'm not any of your concern. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Wait, he ordered, gently snagging her arm.
Sophia, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come across heavy-handed.
Well, you did.
I just don't want you to do something to get yourself into more trouble. That's all.
She looked suspicious of his statement but shrugged.
Fine.
I have to go. Can we talk? We have nothing to discuss.
I think we do, he murmured. She squeezed her eyes shut with a wince.
Look, Dawson, we've had our differences, so don't pretend to be concerned for me.
A huff of a laugh escaped him, drawing attention from several other guests.
Sophia's cheeks heated at their perusal, and she fiddled with the rim of her champagne flute as though fascinated by it.
Did I say something funny?
His concern was for her, only her, and how close she'd come to being jailed for fraud and God knows what else, but he wasn't about to admit that while she glared at him like he carried the plague.
No, he said simply.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is you wouldn't gossip about your family, would you? So since we're family, of sorts, I'd appreciate it if you'd not go about discussing me.
You know nothing about me or my career.
Former career, he said softly. In a move that surprised him, she twisted her arm out of his hand to take hold of his and tugged him farther away from the wedding guests, glaring up at him all the while.
Will you be quiet? She said, looking a little desperate.
My parents. I haven't told my family I've stepped down from my position, and I'd rather they not find out from you.
They didn't know.
Why haven't you told them?
According to Sophia's sister, her family was close, too close really, with the babes sharing every bit of their children's lives.
How could they not know something this big?
Sophia's tiny hands fisted at her side and over the flute, and he got the distinct impression she wanted to smack him.
It was debate club all over again, he thought with an inner grin.
I will.
In time, my time, she added. But until I figure out my next step, I want to wait.
Had she gone through the entire process alone?
His heart tugged.
I see.
I suppose I can honor that request.
If there's something I can do to help you, you'll let me know?
Shock rolled over her face, and her eyes flared wide before narrowing on him.
Why would I do that?
He lifted his shoulders in a casual shrug and tucked one hand into his pants pocket.
We aren't enemies, Sophia.
I'd even like to think of us as friends, and now, like you said, we're family.
Why wouldn't I want to help you?
He watched as she opened her mouth but then closed it, seemingly struck speechless by his words. Did she really believe their childhood rivalry carried through to the present? To something as serious as this?
I don't know what to say, she said softly, still looking perplexed.
It's silly, I guess, since I saw you at Allie and Brooks's wedding and at family gatherings sometimes, but I suppose I still thought of us as being opponents like in high school, she said, her lips twisting in a wry smile.
I'm glad that's not the case.
Me too, he said, liking the smile on her lips.
I think we've both grown beyond that, yeah?
She nodded.
Yeah.
Her ready agreement and smile sparked something inside of him he tried not to notice. His childhood rival had grown into a beautiful woman. Over the years, he'd gotten glimpses of Sophia, mostly from a distance, as they tended to steer clear of one another by an unspoken rule, but the man in him couldn't deny how womanly she'd become. On the petite side, she carried her weight in her chest and hips, in an hourglass figure he wouldn't mind seeing rocking a bikini. He shut thoughts of a bikini down, but allowed his gaze to roam over her, from the way she'd swept her curls up off her neck in an elegant twist, leaving a few loose about her face and neck, to the way her delicate features seemed so out of place with the go-getter that lurked beneath.
It's getting late. How about I see you home?
Home. She stared up at him, all 5 feet 4 inches of her standing toe-to-toe with his 6 feet 2, as though she met him eye to eye and had the advantage to boot. The widening of her eyes gave her away, though. The sudden realization that his interest had more to do with her than the fact their families had ties. Whether she'd embezzled the money or not didn't even matter at this point. She'd been accused, and one whiff of fraud in the finance world meant the end. One had to be trustworthy and reliable. Someone clients would willingly hand over their hard-earned money to for safekeeping. That life was over for Sophia, but maybe that wasn't a bad thing. Not when it brought her back to Carolina Cove.
Back to him.
A breeze blew one of the long, curly strands across her cheek and got stuck on the remnants of lip gloss she still wore. He lifted his hand and brushed it off her face, his fingers lingering on the softness of her cheek as the touch unearthed a whole other rush of feelings inside of him. The ones he'd pushed away and buried deep when she'd left town and started a career in another city. A life far away from his. But now she was here, and he'd be a fool to ignore the opportunity that had presented itself. Sophia took a hasty step back and broke the contact. I should go see if they need help inside. But thanks. For the offer. A low chuckle rumbled out of him before he dipped his head in a nod. Okay then. I'll see you around, he said pointedly, neighbor. She'd started to turn, but at his words she froze. Her eyes widened and then widened some more as his statement struck home, and she realized her sudden and secret move back to Carolina Cove wasn't so secret. I don't know what you mean. He rattled off the street address and watched as she silently scrambled for a plausible explanation. How do you know that? The moment the leasing agency rented my property, they let me know to expect your arrival next door. Another blink. Another swallow, and a flicker of her tongue over her lips. Next door. Are you going to repeat everything I say? You own the cottage? Of all the places to rent, are you telling me I picked yours? The shock on her face left him chuckling again. You did, he said, unable to keep from sounding smug. Welcome back, so-so, he said, using the childhood nickname only her siblings and parents ever used as he lightly tapped his champagne flute against hers. I'll be in touch.